Alright. Not entirely sure what to talk about tonight. And I just really dig this tune on my car radio, so I thought it'd be a good idea to record a podcast now. Actually, I had some ideas, although playing with this, can't quite tell if it's still recording. You're not supposed to play with your phone while you're driving, but I always figured that's texting and cameras and Facebook and social media, that kind of thing. It'll be interesting to listen to this later to see how much of that music it picks up in the background and if that interferes with me talking. So here's the cast. I think I'm going to call this one Atheist Prayer. I'm not an atheist, but a different take on that concept.
That is one of Baby Elephants.
Baby Elephants. I love that song. So here's that take on that. I know that evangelicals and people that really are trying to thump a Bible for you are going to say something like, there's no atheists in foxholes. Well, I'm not talking about war or World War I or trenches. I think I have a different take on it. I don't remember who the author was that said this. Part of me wants to say could be C.S. Lewis. Maybe that's just because so many quotes are attributed to him. Or maybe that's because he was a religious writer. Could have been Hemingway. I don't know. I don't remember who said this. But I said was, we read to know we're not alone. Although, probably I should look that up and see if it's accurate or not, because what I want to talk about is, I think we write to know we're not alone. And I don't know. Does that make any sense? I guess here's some of what I'm saying. So I just feel like maybe it's ideas, maybe it's words, maybe it's ADHD, maybe it's being creative, maybe it's none of that. Maybe it's being a self-centered narcissist. I hope that's not the case. It could be being a product of our times and our popular culture. I was teaching my painting class either yesterday or today about Andy Warhol and how as famous as he is for his Campbell's soup cans and Marilyn Monroe, he's also famous for saying that in the future, everyone will be famous for 15 minutes. And here we are in our present, Andy Warhol's future, somebody else's past, and media has totally been democratized. We are, whether it's TikTok or Snapchat or YouTube or podcasts, Anchor and other apps that let you do that, or whether it's blogging or whether it's microblogging, as they used to call Twitter and Facebook, we all have this opportunity to generate and publish and broadcast content. And as an art teacher, I actually try to encourage kids, you know, don't just be a consumer, be a creator. don't take photos of yourself or your boyfriend or where you're going or what you're eating. Take pictures, you know, do photography. Look for compositions. Maybe it's a flower or a landscape or still life, whatever. Take creative photographs or draw or cartoon or paint or collage and post that. I am a compulsive creative. And a few years back, I had taken a class at a community college in a summer for teacher license recertification in writing. I had given up having a column in local newspaper, and it was hard to give up. It's hard to give up probably because of vanity and being a narcissist, but also I think it was hard to give up because it was kind of a midlife crisis. When I was in high school, I thought I really wanted to work for a newspaper or magazine. I really wanted to be a columnist. Not a novelist, a columnist. I really wanted to be an editorial cartoonist. Not a comic book superhero illustrator. An editorial cartoonist. And neither of those dreams really became a reality. So it was tough. It was tough to give up. But there's lots of reasons to give it up. I was really too busy. It was during the George W. Bush administration. And I had political opinions that were not popular in the red state where I live. So it would be nicer for my family to back off. Imagine if I was still writing stuff now in this political climate. But these English teachers, one was recently retired, 30 or some odd years of teaching high school English. Another one was the college professor. It wasn't a community college. It was a college, 4-year university. Anyway, one of the things that they explained is that writing doesn't have to be for other people. Writing can just be for you. You don't need an audience. It can just be a way to help you think. And I hadn't thought of it that way. As an art teacher, I decided that I needed to help kids understand that art is that way. Art doesn't have to be something you sell or that you become famous for. Everybody can art. And you can do it for doodling, you can do it for personal therapy and release or a hobby, and you can do it while note-taking. It's all kinds of uses. It's a tool to help you think. And I realized that so many people just keep diaries or journals, and I've never managed to be able to do that. Maybe it's my ADHD and I just don't have the discipline. But as a former history teacher, I also thought about Abraham Lincoln and his advice whenever he got really angry was write a scathing scorcher of a letter to those people, but then stick it in a drawer and never send it. And I guess that's what I'm doing now. It may be that no one ever listens to this. It'll just be me talking into the ether. But, and I don't remember who said this. I think it was some podcaster, and it might have indeed been a religious one talking about faith. But basically, they said that it's not so much that you're reaching out to a higher power or that you suddenly believe in God, but we all do that kind of thing. You're on a flight and you hit some turbulence and you say, "Oh God." And they kind of chuckled about it and thought about it and thought, you know, what you're doing is you just are kind of asking the universe to care. So even atheists and agnostics and deists, They may not know a personal Lord and Savior, or they may not have institutional religion, or may not believe in a God, but they still need to know that they're not alone. And all of us do that and need that sometimes. And basically, if you're writing and nobody reads it, it's kind of like a prayer to your higher power, whether you believe in Jesus or don't believe in any God. And finally, to wrap this up, but basically, I love writing, but things get busy. You got family, you got kids, you got a part-time job in addition to teaching. I'm not an English teacher. Even though I've got a history degree, I'm no longer a civics teacher, just an art teacher. And I spend time planning and spend time grading and try to spend time helping kids and listening to kids and talking to kids. And, of course, I spend a great deal of time now drawing and painting for examples and demonstrations and just trying to model it, be a good example. So I don't have time necessarily to sit down with a keyboard and write, or I get ideas to think I want to write, but they're not so important enough to me to sit down at a keyboard and blog anymore. So maybe that's a thing about podcasting, is I don't have to have a subject. It doesn't necessarily have to be about sex or politics or religion. It doesn't have to be controversial. It doesn't have to be about art or education or civics. Doesn't have to be about anything. A little bit like the old Seinfeld TV show, a show about nothing. And I don't have to promote it. I don't have to have listeners. If you're listening to this, I want you to know that you're not alone. But if you're not listening to this, that's okay, because I'll never know. And I just have thoughts and need to get them out. So why not do it this way? Call it a conversation with God. Only it could be just to myself, talking to myself. It could be talking to my diary, but my diary happens to be this podcast. Could be talking to strangers. Could be talking to no one. That's walking in the leaves on an autumn evening. Good night.